Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Awake Wednesday live studio audience is counting on our five purpose-driven partners to get them over the hump and finish the month like the champs they are. Today's topics on episode 168. Marketing, Hollywood films, motivation, caregivers, and human resources. Delivered by our partners at Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Mr. Preston Weeks, marketing to multiply your business. Alexia Melocci, Hollywood filmmaking with a heart and soul. It does exist. It's rare, but it's there. Terry Tucker, inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Betsy Wurtzel, helping caregivers by education, inspiration, and advocating. And Mr. Jason Kavnis, a free HR service. Every company, even with only one employee, needs to get today. You're going to love that segment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. Bookmark it. Make it your homepage. Start your day with Everything Home. ResourcePlatform.com. Everything Home. Oh, it's a breaking news. Just to let you know, I'm reformatting the show a little because we keep running out of time to deliver all the information and quotes and verses and sound bites. So all I'm going to start doing is just jam-packing it with tons of short, quick content in between so you'll be able to remember at least a few things, take some action, and share to help others. So bear with me today and Friday while I throw a couple things against the wall, you know, like the Biden administration does. Oh, a little delay today, but you guys get the picture. Speaking of throw it against the wall, did you hear Merrick Garland's answer to if he believed illegal entry to this country should remain a crime? Keep in mind, he's the nominee to be our attorney general.
Talk a little bit more about the law enforcement challenges at the border, which I know a number of other members have brought up with you. Just a fundamental question. Do you believe that illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime?
Well, I haven't thought about that question. I just haven't thought about that question. I think, you know, the president has made clear that we are a country of with the borders and with a concern about national security. I don't know of a proposal to decriminalize but still make it unlawful to enter. I just don't know the answer to that question. I haven't thought about it.
Will you continue to prosecute unlawful border crossings?
Well, this is, again, a question of allocation of resources. We will, the department will prevent unlawful crossing. I don't know, I have to admit, I just don't know exactly what the conditions are and how this is done. I think if, I don't know what the current program even is with respect to this. If there, I assume that the answer would be yes, but I don't know what the.
And this guy wants to be our latex salesman. You can't write this stuff because no one will believe it. So I'm gonna give him a little help, okay? Hey, Merrick. Why don't you start by listening to episode 125 with Mary Ann Mendoza? She's the founder of Angel Families and Moms, their group of victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime in our country. And her son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza of the Mesa Police Department right here in Arizona, was killed by a repeat criminal illegal alien who had also been deported multiple times. And you can also read the blog, Merrick. I think that should clear things up for you, and maybe you can get ready to enforce the law. So, yeah, these are the people in charge of your lives. Think about that. Today's topics: marketing, Hollywood films, motivation, caregivers, and human resources. It's February 24th, and yesterday I actually left the house. Unbelievable. I met one of our amazing partners, Wendy Michelle, for lunch. You can listen to her on episode 158. That's 158. And I encountered a mass Nazi at the restaurant. She's like, "Where's your papers? Where are they? You don't have any papers?" I said, "Well, what's going on?" Just a side note, I did check the website to make sure that they didn't require masks. And I'll tell you the story real quick, and then we're going to jump into the guests. I'm going to try to keep it tight today. She said, "Well, I can't let you in without a mask." And I said, "Well, do I have to wear a mask when I sit at the table?" She said, "No, only when you walk around." And I said, "You do realize what you just said, right?" It was silence. So I did a visual. I said, "So COVID lives here." And I put my hand at the top of my head because I was standing. "But it doesn't live here." And I crouched down as if I was sitting. Pure silence. Pure silence. So I'm sure she was mouthing the letters F and U, but I couldn't see because she was wearing her bedazzled mask. But this has got, it's out of control, guys. It's out of control.
Snap out of it.
Yeah, so it's time to do a little waking up. I'm going to get you jazzed with a little George Michael. Oh, man, who doesn't love the A's?
Wake me up before you go, go. Believe me, hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go.
See, we're not going to let you go solo around here. I've got five great partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace and Referral Network to get you through the week, get you through life, so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And today's topic on episode 168, marketing, Hollywood films, motivation, caregivers, and human resources. First up, Mr. Preston Weeks. He's the founder of Operations X, the experts in outsourcing and marketing to multiply your business audience. Give him a nice big round of applause. You are a busy man,
Michelle.
Mr. Preston Weeks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today. It's so great to be with you. And, you know, there's one thing you just mentioned, you know, on your show that's interesting that I want to pause. It's not even on topic of why you brought me on here today, but it's, I think, really important for everyone that listens to your show and everyone that, you know, is out there. And it's the idea of, you know, what's in your head right now and what's real and what's not real. And, you know, I don't even know if you, I'm kind of an iceberg, but I get into a lot of different things, and I actually do, you know, a lot of mental training and things like that with people. With, and we actually launched a new program, a formulaeq.com, with a partner that I have based in London, and we are helping people to connect. Everyone knows IQ, right? Like their intellectual intelligence, you know, how smart you are, but the EQ, emotional intelligence, you know, that strength, that resilience that connects that brain to, you know, your heart and your head and your spiritual side and your feelings and, you know, everything else that you manifest in your subconscious mind that creates all these feelings of fear and, you know, what you're talking about, you know, that, you know, people have that stop them, that literally stop them in their tracks from, you know, moving forward, from doing anything, from pursuing anything, from being happy. You know, they wake up stressed out. I had a client, I just have to share this with you, and sorry if I'm off topic or not. But
there is no off topic on this show. There is no off topic
ever.
We're
changing directions. We're swimming. And,
that's what we do. We bob and weave. We bob and weave.
Yeah. And so I had a client, you know, that was, you know, had all this fear and all these things, you know, they're happening because they're listening to the news. They're listening to the news every day. And it doesn't, you know, they're, really, it started to affect them. I could see it happening, and it started to portray in their business decisions and in other areas in their life, even in their relationship, you know, where they're more stressed out, you know, with their spouse, where they're worried about going into business deals because, you know, they're just in a space of distrust and a space of, you know, not functioning correctly. And so, yeah, so, you know, that's a huge thing. You know, so you hit that right at the beginning, you know, but people's perception, you know, people have this fear like COVID, you know, it's like, where does it exist? You know, if it's in your head or is it, you know, real? And some people have had very real, you know, experiences and had, you know, a lot of different challenges. And I don't take away any weight from those people that have. But at the same time, too, a lot of people have experienced a lot of challenges that have been kind of fake and have been created from not doing things that they would normally do, not living the way they would want to live and do the things they would want to do, you know, in their life on a day-to-day basis. And so, you know, it perpetuates. So, you know, we launched this formulaeq.com to kind of overcome that. And we're doing training, we're diving into people and we're fixing that. We're giving people the formula and the power to actually take that back and, you know, realize it, fix it, you know, apply it in their lives and do something with it to create and manifest and do amazing things. Because we need to be in a position of, you know, growth and prosperity and success and, you know, create that in the rooms around us and the people around us. So that's my goal, you know, with that whole project and that whole thing that we're up to. So, yeah. Hi.
Well, I'm glad that you confirmed and wanted to just bring more attention to what I keep discussing on every episode, because it is so important that people realize that, yes, there is a virus, right? It is a form of the flu. It's actually nothing to do with novel. 78% of it resembles coronavirus SARS number one. And it actually has a lower fatality rate than the regular flu, okay? So if we want to talk about stats to make people unfearful of this virus, which is actually less harmful for the most part with most people than the regular flu, that's science, that's data, so we could talk about that. The fear thing is crippling so many people, and they're just following what somebody told them. So it's a bad version of the telegram game or telephone game, where all of a sudden you start with over here at A, and by the time you get to Z, it's in another language and it's totally opposite of what you started with. And that's what has happened, because even if you want to have a conversation with somebody and give them facts, they just don't want to hear it. I actually just tried to drop off dry cleaning, and this is the first time I had really a confrontation with somebody. And I said, he's like, well, you need a mask because you've got to keep the other customers safe. There's nobody in the store. Okay. So I turn around, I look, and there's nobody here. There's nobody here. He goes, but I have a sign that says mask. I said, do you want my money or do you want me to put on a mask? Because you can't have both. You get door number one or door number two. And he said, well, I need you to have the mask. I said, I hate to tell you, I've been coming here for 15 years. I'm never coming back, and I'm letting everybody know how this went down. And they just looked at me.
Yep.
Said, bye-bye. Bye-bye. So it's time for people to actually take back the freedoms and the life that they had prior to this political propaganda pandemic, because when they manipulated the data and the numbers and the whole process to get you where you are right now, that was part of this whole thing. Look at what we've all sacrificed from our businesses. And now you actually have to go and try to reprogram people back to where they used to be and take out this sliver of information that they accumulated and found and were abused of. It's like abuse. It's a form of abuse. It's like not even bullying. It's like physical, mental, spiritual, emotional abuse caused by these false authorities on the entire planet Earth. And they should all be in prison. But at the end of the day, if you can maybe get that portion of our brains that need to just be redone, reprogrammed the right way to be like you used to be a year ago, then awesome. Then that works for me, and more people need to jump in your program, because I can't sit on the sidelines anymore and just watch people follow bad information, instructions that is hurting themselves physically and their businesses and other people. I applaud you for doing what you can to snap people out of it. That's why I said the snap out of it.
No, absolutely.
Snap out of it.
Yeah, no, that's
there you go. Nothing like a little sheer in the morning, you know, or in the afternoon.
Yep.
So.
No, I love it. And yeah, no, that's what's happening is people, you know, in their lives, you know, it's created their, what the short of it is, you know, in our limited time to explain it is to say, you know, people are giving away their power, right? And it's a business.
Giving away.
You know, into it, you and I know it, yeah. But yeah. It's a business, right? This is, you know, big pharma is a business. You know, if they can create a demand, you know, it's a business. So, you know, you follow the money, you can figure out where the story goes. But, you know, people are giving away their power to these stories. These stories are being created, these stories are being shared, and they're living in fear, and they're not creating the most amazing life that they could live and should live. And it's repressive and suppressive in a lot of ways that you obviously believe and support and talk about all the time. But, you know, along that, you know, it's the time is to invest in yourself. You know, the people have to bring power back to the individual so that we can be creators of what should happen, right? We can be creators of the way people should be. And we can be creators of, you know, world we want to live in, and be creators of, you know, the person you want to be with, a husband you want to be with, a wife you want to be with, a friend you want to be around, a coworker you want to work with, a coach you want to get coached under, whoever it is, whatever it is you do in life, whatever your occupation is, you know, you can show up and you can be that person, not let someone else be controlling you by giving their power away to something that's not even actually maybe directly affecting you.
Amen, brother. That's all I got to say. And I'm not going to say a woman, because a man has nothing to do with a physical man. So for anyone who's confused, it means so be it, as it shall be done. Just to clarify, it's nothing to do with physical man or woman. Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. You just got to let people know. And then they hopefully will share with their friends and just put a little in their little brain that you just reprogrammed so that they're back to normal. They're not afraid.
Yeah.
Preston, give the information either for your website or for the new formula, but we're going to add that to our new section of the Take Action tab. What Wendy suggested, and what we were talking about lunch, is we were going to add another portion to this platform of people that don't require you to wear a mask and are encouraging you to go back to normal. So we're going to include you on that. And then, of course, if there's any businesses out there that don't require a mask to go in work with them, and they encouraging other people to just snap out of it, shall we say, please let us know. We're going to add you to the website, because there's a lot of people out there that want to support businesses that are using common sense. So give your information, Preston.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you can go to PrestonsLinks.com. So anyone can go to PrestonsLinks.com and they can find everything there. Preston's Links has pretty much everything. I keep that up to speed. There's things flying by all the time. And one other thing I want to mention too is, you know, in Texas, you know, I'm doing this for free, like no strings attached. I'm trying to get people together to support people in Texas right now. And so put together a group. So anyone who wants to come, I'm just hosting a meeting, and it's just to get people together to provide solutions for other business owners. So it's a talk. If you've got problems, you can talk as a business owner, and someone hopefully there will have an answer. And if you've got solutions, you can share. But it's literally just something to create a space for people to jump in together and help each other. So that's it. So, yeah, it's at Preston's Links. You can find that page there and share it with anyone who, you know, is in, you know, trouble right now, because there's just crazy stuff Everyone needs help. So whatever.
Yeah.
Can do the help.
Hey, and I appreciate you putting something like that together, because, you know, it's all of us need to work together, because it's just us. It's just the American peeps trying to make it through the day. And is it a specific day for the event, or is it kind of an ongoing forum, just so people have a little bit more clarity on it?
I'm gonna run it on Fridays. Okay. I think I set up for Friday afternoon. I think it's at 3:00 Central Time. And, you know, we'll run it for like an hour or two and just, I don't know, just see what happens. I mean, I'm just literally trying to help people. I don't even really have a plan for it. I'll run it, you know, I'll keep a direction and focus there. But I want it to be a collaborative, supportive community where people can come and share and help each other. And, you know, hopefully that just, I can help. That's the way I can help. So.
All right. So this Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time. And your information is at PrestonLinks.com. And then do me a favor, shoot me an email with a graphic or something, or at least tag me in a social media post, and we'll get it out there and I'll put it on our website.
Okay. Yep. It's Preston's Links. It's possessive. It's got S, but they all have S's. Preston's Links.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I will make a note that Preston is a possessive guy, and it's PrestonLinks.com. Preston's Possessive Links.com. Okay. I got it. Not a problem. All right. Thank you, my friend. Send me that info and let's get the word out. And I will jump on the call with you on Friday. And maybe we can get some people some help and some exposure and support on our platform too. So I'm open to share whatever I can do.
To help people.
Whatever I can do.
Yeah, you're a giver. That's why we get along so well. So thank you for what you do.
A giver. I'm trying to be a lover. I'm trying to be all these things, man. Come on, man. Just give me a hug. Somebody give me a hug. All right, dude. I got to go. I got to jump to my next guest. He's been patient.
Okay,
all right.
Care.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, everybody. Mr. Preston's got a lot of great things going on, especially I'm liking this Texas support meeting for anybody that needs help, that can give help, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so let's just jump in. We're going to bring on our next guest. We're just changing the order up a little bit today. Like I said, I'm kind of throwing some stuff against the wall. Alexia is having some technical issues because she's on the road, so we are moving people around just so we can keep the flow. Up next is Mr. Terry Tucker. He's a motivational speaker, author, and founder of Motivational Check, where he's inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. I think you're really going to enjoy this new guest of ours. Audience, give him a round of applause. Hey, Terry, how are you today?
Thank you. I'm good, Michelle. Thanks for that wonderful round of applause. Hopefully I can live up to it.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I've gone through some of the information and your website and your very handsome photo, so I have complete confidence that you might even get another round of applause. So no worries there.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, don't worry. We're full of applause. We're full of a lot of stuff over here. Let's just leave it at that.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well, you know, nowadays you've got to. You got to jazz it up. You got to make sure you keep people on their toes. Oh,
absolutely.
My goodness. Motivation. I would have to say that the timing for you to do motivation is actually critical, because I think there's a lot of people that are throwing their hands up in the air and saying, I'm kind of done. I'm getting that feedback from some of my partners on their clients and things in general. I mean, just when you think we hit a milestone, there's something goes backwards, sideways. Everybody's tired of as I said earlier, it's lies, okay? It's lies. Everybody wants to go back to normal. There's no reason we're not. 57 executive orders. I don't care which side of the fence you're on. Most of them are not good for almost 100% of American people. We need some sort of motivation to get refocused, get back on track. So what can we do? What should we do?
Everything. You know, I kind of approach every day as it's, you know, it's day one, week one. You know, you've got to prove yourself every single day. And there's an individual by the name of Clive Woodward, who was the England's national rugby coach. And he talked about just improving 1% every single day. Can you imagine if you improved 1% every single day at the end of a month, you'd be 30% better than you are today? I mean, why can't you do that? There's absolutely no reason why you couldn't do that. And I've certainly, you know, in my time on Earth, I've had several careers. You know, I've been a police officer. I was an undercover narcotics investigator. I was a SWAT team hostage negotiator, which sounds really cool in that. And
yes,
actually
that sounds
it was.
Cool. I'm like this. Oh,
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really
Whoa,
neat.
It's cool.
You know, high school.
Yeah.
You know, people always want to talk about that. It's like, you know, they don't want to talk about motivation. It's like, oh, you're
yeah,
a negotiator.
Don't care
about we'll
that.
Talk
they
about
get
that.
Tell me some stories, inside yeah. scoop. I want to know the down low. Give me some intel. Yeah, I know, but let's do the motivation,
let's
even
focus.
Though I'm dying to hear a story. But I'm just going to motivate.
I don't blame you. Motivation. I'll give you the takeaways. I'll give you the three tips that I have. I have a post-it note sitting on my desk. See it every time I sit down in my office. And on this post-it note are what I call my – and they remind me that no matter how difficult things get, no matter how much I'm hurting, that these truths will guide my life. Here's the first one. Control your mind or it will control you. Number two, embrace the pain and the suffering that you experience in your life and use it to make you a stronger and more determined individual. And number three, as long as you don't quit, you can never be defeated. So I've been battling this rare form of cancer for the last 9 years, and I'm currently in a clinical trial to determine the efficacy of a new drug. And recently I had a nurse suggest to me that I abandon this trial because the medication is just wreaking havoc on my body, which it is. And she said, you know, nobody will think any less of you if you quit this trial. And I explained to her that my doctors may take me off this trial or I may die on this trial, but I will never quit this trial. I tried to make it clear to her that I have learned to internalize pain and suffering. Where most people want to run away from it, I use it as fuel or energy or whatever you want to call it to keep me going. And by doing that, that makes me a stronger and more determined individual.
What was the trial for, can I ask? The drug trial?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I missed it.
The drug trial. What was the trial for that you didn't want to give up hope on doing?
Which I haven't given up.
It's a trial of a drug.
It's basically a derivative of interleukin-2, which is the drug, which is really a nasty drug. Most people have to get it in the hospital, and this drug is an experiment to see basically accentuate the positive and take away a lot of the negative. But for me, it's you know, I'm constantly throwing up, I'm shaking, I've got a fever. It's all the ugly things that, you know, a lot of people go through with cancer treatment, but I do it for an entire week. So Monday through Friday, I go through this entire regimen every day. And these nurses look at me like, you're nuts. I'm like, yeah, I may be nuts, but unlike a lot of people, I don't run away from that pain. I take that pain and I internalize it, just use it to make me stronger. And we can all do that. I don't have the market cornered on, you know, making people stronger. It's just, you've got to decide that that's what you want to do. It's day one, week one, we're attacking it.
Well, and the reason why I wanted you to elaborate a little bit was kind of a reminder for the audience when they are throwing their hands up in the air or not taking the next steps or sticking with something when it's, oh, I don't know, 1/100th of a percentage compared to what you are dealing with. I just wanted to, you know, sometimes you need to hear that story again. Sometimes you need that reminder. And then you go, oh, I don't really, I shouldn't be complaining about that. I should be grateful that I do have my health and I'm not having to do that. Or, you know, I just want to, these stories, these personal stories of experience that are outside of what somebody does for a living is sometimes even more encouraging and inspirational than a tip that they get, because it's a great reminder and say, you know what, Terry was right. Like, I need to keep going with what I'm doing. It's not like I'm throwing up all week long. So I appreciate for you elaborating and sharing that. Like I said, sometimes that makes a huge impact for people.
Well, and it does. And you know, I was going to say the funny thing, there was nothing funny about it, but literally I had my left leg amputated last April, right in the middle
of
that pandemic. And it was, my wife dropping me off at the hospital, the only surgery that day, no visitors, no nothing, you know, here you go. And I mean, fortunately I have a great doctor and he was like, you're going to be in the hospital for 48 hours and that's it. So tell the therapist to teach you everything you need to know about, you know, only having one leg now in 48 hours and then you're out of this hospital because of COVID and that. So yeah, I mean, you certainly, was I scared? You know, was I nervous? Absolutely. But you know what? It's pain. You deal with it and you move forward. And I did. But I think it was tougher on my wife than it was on me to know my husband's in a hospital and I can't be with him during this very difficult time.
Which should have never happened in the first place. That should have not happened. There's no reason why she couldn't be there, which is insane. And so many people had to live through that, especially when they were, you know, getting ready to leave this planet and the earth. And that's just a horrible, horrible experience for everybody. So God, I didn't expect you to throw that story out there. Wow. I knew respect.
That was very uplifting when we're talking motivation.
Whoa, that is motivational. So people, hold on, you know, take advantage of the life you got. Cause otherwise, you know, I don't even know where to take that one. Terry, I have a whole new level of respect for you. So I just think, guys, you
well,
should be like
a
hostage
a
negotiator
Halloween.
Or task force or
yeah.
And militia
yeah.
man,
well,
you know, the guys that come through
Halloween
the windows.
Costume.
What did you say? Say that again. What?
I said that it gave me a good Halloween costume. I went as half a Lieutenant Dan for Halloween because I only had.
Oh,
that was a bad joke, but
no, it was good. Like the audience, did you hear the lieutenant? that was funny guy. All right, that was awesome. You gotta work this into your bit, into your presentation somehow.
My shtick.
Yeah, your spiel, man. Bring both of those in there because that's some good stuff. That will wake the F out of somebody real quick where they're like, all of a sudden they're paying attention and they're like, if I'm going to get motivated, I'm going to listen to this guy. I'm going to listen to Lieutenant Dan Pardieu. So I'm listening to him. Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
Terry, you're great. I'm so glad we connected. You reached out. You're going to be an awesome addition to the platform. I've only got like 9 spots left from our chat of 70. So if I don't remember if you booked yet, if you haven't, jump on when we get off this, when you get off the show. So you're on for March and I look forward to another hopping story that you've got. So give your contact information, how people can find out more about
you. You can find me at motivationalcheck.com. You can send me an email through motivationalcheck@AOL.com, but motivationalcheck.com will get you to me.
Yeah. And whenever I'm getting a little frustrated with anything, I'm going to remember this segment and then it'll literally snap me right out of any issues that make me not want to be motivated. So thank you, Terry. And, March.
Thank you, Michelle.
On to March. You're welcome. Have an awesome day, my friend.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks. Oh, wow. Terry. All righty. New friend. We love Terry. You know, it's those are the true inspirational, motivational people, everybody. So let's jump into our next guest. Where she was having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to bring her on real short, and then I'm going to stick to that time frame because, you know, I'm jumping all over the place a little bit today. So next up, Miss Alexia Melucci. She's a Hollywood producer of Little Studio Films and host of the Heart of Show Business podcast. Audience, round of applause. My dear, we're going to shorten your segment, but we're going to get you in.
That's
how are
okay.
You?
Oh, yeah. My goodness, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for accommodating. I had some car adventures, losing my battery. Anyway, I'm here. Welcome to everybody on this amazing, amazing podcast. Michelle is the best. I got to say, thank you so much for putting the snap out of it from Moonstruck. Talking
isn't
about show business. I love it's one of my favorite movies. I love it when Cher goes and slaps Nicolas Cage. It's like, snap out of it. That was so good. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm just here to like give some value, say hello from Hollywood, from California, and you know, the movie capital of the world that is not happening right now, but it will soon. We got to be positive. So say hello.
Well, you know, the thing that is gravitated me towards you and the work that you're doing is pretty much opposite of what comes out of Hollywood traditionally. So it's not movies that get, you know, you're blowing stuff up, and it's not propaganda, and it's not, oh, like stupid stories. It is inspirational. There's a script. There's real actors and actresses where there's a storyline, but it is more based on like values that we grew up with, that were based on family and unity and caring and patriotism and love and none of this other junk that has taken over the mainstream media. It's taken over what we see on television, what we hear in the news, and it's nice to go back to what we thought was normal. So, and there's not a lot of you guys out there. There's not a lot.
No, there's not. And I have to say, and here was like a little, you know, life lesson takeaway, I think just for me, but I think for everybody else, is that I think that during this pandemic, I think I'm guilty as charged. We've been suffering from shiny object syndrome. This is what I like, because we're like skipping everything that is like taking our attention. It's like a shiny object. And it's like, oh, I want to pay attention to that. I want to look at that, whether it's the latest course, whether it's the latest, you know, movie. You don't even discern anymore. You're just looking at the shiny object. And so one of the things that I've learned to ground myself, you know, and clearing out all the noise, you know, whether it's from the media, whether it's like so many things that are being offered to us online, correct? And so there's two questions that I always ask myself, which is, what do I want? And then the follow-up question is, what do I really want? Because sometimes they're like, what do I want? Oh, I just want to look at the TV and just like not pay attention to anything. That's not really the answer, right? That's like an easy fix. That's shiny object syndrome. And the most important question is, what do I really want? And in that moment could be, I want some more connection with the world. Well, TV is not going to do that for you, my friend. It's going to be you picking up the phone and calling, you know, your best friend and having a real talk. I don't know why my thing is ringing, but sorry about that. But that's really what it is. So that's what I wanted to offer the listeners. It's like, you know, when you're looking at all these distractions, movies, shows, news, you know, courses, whatever that is, ask yourself those two questions. What do I want? Number one. And most of the time, that's not going to be the real answer. And then, what do I really want? And that's my little wisdom of the day, Michelle, in my super short segment. Thank you for having me.
I love you, my dear. I'm just waiting for you to get your rear end out here in Arizona for a visit.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I can't wait. I'm making it a plan. And again, you know, even though, yes, I'm a movie producer, I'm always trying to use my art to give, like you said, inspiration, values. I'm even doing consulting sometimes, bringing the, you know, Hollywood twist, the real Hollywood twist, like, which is the entertainment value into brands and businesses. But it's really all about messaging. And I came out with a very clear message about who I am and what I want to create and the kind of impact I want to make in this world. And so I'm hoping that through my lesson, some of you will get inspired and I can drop in some wisdom on your amazing show that inspires so many people. God bless you for having it, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome. Give your website real quick. And then also I just want to let the listeners know that your podcast is the, where are you here? The Heart of Show Business podcast. It's on our must listen to page. So if you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, go to the must listen to tab under the Partners and Patriots tab. Just see Alexia's pretty face. You click on that. That'll take you directly there. But give your website so people can jot it down real quick.
Yes, it's littlestudiofilms.com. And it's also thealexiamelocchi.com, which is my first name. And my podcast is the Heart of Show Business podcast. And guess what? We are on iHeartRadio as well. And it's really not about just people talking up there, you know, behind about themselves. It's really about inspiration and journeys, and it goes above and beyond show business talk. So anybody wants to listen and get inspired, just like you're getting inspired here, give it a chance and let me know if you like it.
Thank you, my dear. We'll see you next month. If you're not
Thank
on that calendar, you.
You
better. Got 9 spots left. 9 out of 70. Talk about a full month, huh? Yikes. It's getting you guys together. It's like herding cats, tell you. It takes a lot out of me. Get on that calendar, my friend, would you?
Thank you. I'm already in it, so I'll
Oh,
see
you're
you
good. Good.
Month.
All right.
Thanks,
so you're taking care of.
For listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you next month.
Bye.
See you next month, my friend.
Bye. Bye.
All right. So you've heard from 3 of our amazing partners, and I'm telling you, there's 168 of them so far just for this segment. We've got 30 new ones coming up between now and March. So that is a lot of incredible content, incredible partners, incredible segments to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference. If you're interested in becoming a partner and you want to have a spot on the show, it's very simple. Criteria, very easy. Got to be a good person. Got to be doing good business, good things. Go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All of the information for all the guests, all the shows is there. But if click the graphic to schedule your 7-minute spot, then you can become part of our amazing community. And the reason why we put it together is so you have a spot. You have we're bringing like-minded people who want to just share ideas and get information. And it's a trusted resource where literally everything is there. Everything that you can imagine is covered. And between the one-on-one episodes, these segments, and then all of the different additional pages that I'm going to go into detail a little bit more on Friday, from the take action to the must listen to podcasts to information literally from COVID to election fraud. It's all there, guys, all there. So, and you know, you can trust everyone that you're getting this information from. So again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's time to bring up our next guest. Oh, it's my Jersey girl. So it's my Jersey girl is here today. So it's Miss Betsy Wortzel. She is the host of Chatting with Betsy podcast. She's helping caregivers by education, inspiration, and advocating. She says she's got a funny story. She knows this lady makes you cry. So give her a round of applause. Oh, Betsy, Betsy, there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying on the show today. So I'm going to stay strong.
Yeah.
Staying strong.
Yeah. Thank you for having me back on the show. I'm ready booked for March on your show.
Oh, good. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, we're getting a little tight with spots, so I wanted to make sure my faves get in there, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Caregivers, kind of big deal, kind of more people, even in the past 9 months or 10 months that we've been in this chaos, have become caregivers. And look at all the stress and look at the lack of support. So what do you want to cover when it comes to the caregivers? They're really important people.
Yes, I want to talk about keeping your humor and also living in your loved one's world. Caregivers would do themselves a favor and realize that you must adjust to your loved one's reality. They cannot live in your world. They are in their own world. And if you don't learn to adjust yourself, you are going to drive yourself cuckoo. And I want to warn the caregivers out there, your loved one who may never have cursed, like my husband Matt, will start cursing. And I want to just recommend, don't tell them to stop it. They can't help it. Just go with the flow. You're going to get insulted. They're going to call you curse words. Be a duck and let it just roll off your back. It is make your life much easier. But can I tell a funny story, Michelle?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
My husband was a Sunday school teacher, okay, and a deacon, and he didn't curse. One day we're in a department store. My son comes over to me, my son Josh, and he's hysterical, coming down his eyes from laughing. I said, "What happened?" He goes, "Daddy dropped the F-bomb out loud." He said, "Really?" So I went over to Matt and I said, "Matt, did you drop the F bomb. And the store was crowded. This is, you know, way before COVID. And he goes, yeah, it's a cluster F in here. And I just started laughing. And I said, you're right, Matt. It is a cluster F in here.
You know, and it's moments like that is kind of what it breaks the tension, or at least gives you a little bit of a laugh, because you're dealing with so much. I mean, your husband had Alzheimer's, is that right?
Yes.
What he had? Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's got to be one of the hardest things, because the person literally changes in front of you, and you just watch somebody. All right, not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Yeah. All right, I started to go, and I'm not going down that. I'm not going down that road. So, all right, back to you, back to you, my friend. What else can caregivers do, not only to help the person they're taking care of, but also, you know, they got to take care of themselves too, because this is tough on you. So, what are some of the things that they can do to help themselves get through all this?
Good question. And I just want to say, Michelle, caregivers, taking care of yourself has to be a number one priority. It is not selfish. It is an act of survival, and it's a matter, literally, of life and death. You need to take care of yourself. This is what I did, Michelle. And as Matt got worse, it really was harder. I would meditate in the bathtub. I would take my bubble bath. I'd put on John Denver music, put on whatever music you like. You could light a candle if you want. Do a hobby that you like to do. If you can have someone sit with your loved one and go out to the mall or wherever you're allowed to in your area now with COVID, just get that break. And I know that as the caregiver, you feel guilty. I know I did. About taking a break, but you need it. You need to recharge your batteries, because if you're drained and you're anxious, guess what? Your loved one's going to feel that energy, and they're going to get anxious. You need to take care of yourself. I can't even say that enough. I don't care if I sound like a broken record. It's a matter of life and death. And if you want to enjoy life after caregivers, and you have every right to, you need to take care of yourself during caregiving. And yes, you can survive and thrive during caregiving. I did. So I want to encourage everyone, you can do it. It's a mindset.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that it's not something selfish to actually make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And, you know, it goes back to the old example of the airplane. You know, they say you got to put the oxygen tank on yourself before you put it on somebody, or the oxygen mask yourself before you put it on somebody else, because you're no good to them if you can't function and help them or help others. And we always, you know, we internalize so many things, especially when we're going through caregiving is much more than actually the physical care of somebody else, because especially if it's someone you're close to, it's much more on both sides. So you have to somehow just convince yourself that, you know, even if it's, like you said, a bubble bath, that's not being selfish. That's something that you need to, because you're coping through other things at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's okay to do that. I wouldn't suggest going on vacation during the caretaking experience, or perhaps, you know, going to a night out of dancing and drinking and having, you know, a weekend excursion. But yeah, I needed to make light of the situation.
Right.
So I needed to turn gears for myself there for a minute. So, but yeah, it's okay to do that, especially if it's something that is long-term. You know, that you need to put that in there. So anything else that you want to provide to them that they can, as a good reminder or something new, just to kind of, let them know that it's okay, guys. Everything's okay.
Yes, it's okay. And you know what? It's okay to say caregiving stinks. It's okay to say that. And it's okay not to be okay. and everyone feels like they have to be strong and Superwoman or Superman. You know what? All strong people, and I'm a very strong person. I had my meltdowns. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I want to suggest really seek professional help if you need to. I went to a counselor. I'm not ashamed to admit it. And I am getting grief counseling now. Some people need it. I need it. And I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, there's a huge mental health crisis going on in this world right now. And it's okay to say I need help. And I'm really glad that I did. And I think next month, Michelle, I'm going to talk about life after caregiving, because not a lot of people mention what a caregiver goes through after caregiving.
Yeah, and I think that's important because there's a lot of guilt.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And we want to get people past that. So, and just one other note on the counseling thing. So there's, you know, if you have insurance, check that. There's a lot of counseling that's in this new versions of the insurance policies that's covered. There's also a lot of grief counseling, depending on if you had hospice or through the hospitals, or a lot of nonprofit organizations that either they're extremely discounted or free. So do a little bit of the homework. And then of course, listen to Betsy's podcast. She'll always be giving you good tips and information, but there's a lot of free resources out there. So don't think, oh, I can't afford the sessions. That's an excuse, guys. We don't
right.
deal with excuses on this platform. We've eliminated them, so that way you can make a difference in all the aspects of your life. So Betsy, give your contact information or website, and then I got to bump to the next guy.
Sure. Real quick, I just want to say, call your senior center. I get my counseling for free through my senior center. My contact information, you can contact me on my Facebook page, Betsy Wurzel, W-U-R-Z-E-L. Chatting with Betsy is on all major podcast outlets. And I also have a group, hashtag Kick Alzheimer's Ass Movement, if you want to be an advocate and educated.
I forgot about that. Do me a favor, email me that so I know, and I'm going to put that on the website too. So do me a favor and shoot me an email with that in info, because that's funny. I want to see it in the email when it comes across. That'll put a smile on my face. So thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank
and
you.
we'll talk about the next chapter, what to do, how to work through everything afterwards. So take care of yourself for the next month. Send me that information, and we'll talk next month, my dear.
Sure. Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. So I just want to let everybody know to keep it simple, to keep everything simple, to make it easy for you. The information for today's guests and all of our partners, every episode on Everything Home, 168 segments of this particular Purpose Driven Partner segment, and 130 one-on-one interviews that we've done. God, that's a lot. It's over 300. And if you want to follow, or join our community, sign up for our newsletter, become a Purposeness and our partner, get a spot on the show, learn about our five transformational programs and more. Everything is listed at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Yeah, I think that's what I said. And on the very top, you'll have all the buttons to subscribe. So make sure you subscribe on your favorite listening platform. My favorite, new favorite one's Rumble. So follow us on Rumble, because we're rumbling. It's time to rumble. And also, if you want to like and follow us on social media, share our posts. The big graphic is there too. It has all the different links for all the different platforms. So please check that out. We're still doing our contest. Every time that you share, comment, follow, rate, and review the show, we'll enter you into the contest. Right now, it's still $50 cold card cash. And I'm going to announce the winners for last month on Friday. And then next week, we'll do next month. Then we'll throw in some prizes that we can get from some of our partners. So you get some free stuff. But anyway, so all of that there, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check it out. All the information you can need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference is all there. We made it easy. No excuses, guys. Party's over with the excuses. So let's bring up our next and final guest. It's 12:53. We are a little over, but I'm going to be able to make it close to being on time. All right. Next up, bringing up the rear, batting cleanup today, is Mr. Jason Kabnis. He's the founder of Kabnis HR. He's delivering HR to companies with 49 or fewer people. He also hosts the Jason Kabnis HR Experience audience.
boy, do we need this guy now, HR more than ever, with all these crazy new things going on. Poor Jason. Every
Michelle,
time you turn around, there's another executive order, and you're like, oh, I got to find out 50 new laws for what?
I know. It's craziness, isn't it? It's never going to change.
No, this is just,
How are you doing, Michelle?
Only imagine. I'm good. I'm kind of a little all over today. I feel a little discombobulated, but hopefully it's all coming together. Hopefully somebody got something out of the show today. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone did. I just want to thank you for everything you're doing, Michelle. You're doing a great job with all this, putting all this stuff together. It's a lot of value for a lot of people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really here to bring together people like you. You're a great partner. You've got a great company, great products and services, which, of course, I want you to talk about the free one, which there's no reason that everybody in the country of the United States of America doesn't have this for their business. But just bringing everybody together, giving them a place where they know all the information is trustworthy, listen to some awesome people, you know, and then we're taking it to the next level with all these different take action items. I mean, the take action TAMPs, you can really make a difference, not only in your life, other people's lives, and take action in your community. Because obviously, we need to make some major changes because, and you mentioned this too, because you're talking about HR. I mean, in the past, everything was always separate. It was like your business is here, and then your personal life is here, and then the things that go on in your community is here, and then politics is here. And now it's all one big pile together, that everything is so intertwined, because once the powers that be figured out how that they can be more controlling, you know, I call them the 10 bigs, but I added another one, so it's the 11s. Once they figured out that there's 11 bigs, believe it or not, I have a feeling there might be a 12 after today. There are, you know, the false authorities, the ones that control everything, that feed us all the junk that's not real, literally and figuratively. Once they realize that they could control all those avenues of our lives, and we allowed them to do that, now we need to be a lot more active and a lot more aware, because most people say, oh, how do I get in politics? But it's not getting in politics. This is now life. Right? Because it affects everything that's going on now. The people that are in positions that really don't have authority or knowledge, experience, are making laws that are affecting my business. They're affecting how kids go to school or not school. don't be making the Immaculate Conception around here. We don't need any of that. We don't need Jesus coming back anytime soon at my house, in that kind of a way, at least. All of these things now, every person needs to be a little bit more accountable and get involved, because it affects every aspect of our lives. So it's, when we took our eye off the ball, we just thought, it's not my thing. It's everybody's thing now. Do you want to comment on that? Because, like I said, the changes just in the past couple weeks for you must be like, this is, you guys got to stop. I can't keep up with the changes that people need to know about.
Yeah, in the HR world, every January is like the big month of all the law changes in January. But this year is like extra crazy, right? All the stuff going on. And for listeners that don't know, like, a lot of people think HR is like the same everywhere. HR is different everywhere, right? HR in Seattle is different from Denver, from Dallas, from Memphis. Each location does HR differently. Like minimum wage law might be different. Everything's different each location, right? So you got to be careful of that.
Well, and now, even though you said every January is different, because of all these different layers of executive orders and executive actions, I mean, there's major changes that you need to be aware of. I mean, they were saying from the Job Creators Network, who we had, we did a show with the Job Creators Network. It was episode 119 for anyone who wants to tune in. But that was over the summer. Obviously, a lot of things have changed. And they were saying almost 10 million jobs are on the chopping block because of these, especially with the hourly rate increase. I mean, that's a 31% labor increase in a matter of months to a small business. I mean,
how many of those businesses
can handle that? You know, how many people can handle that?
Not many.
No, 31% is a lot of money, you know?
And then the business, I mean, they have to increase the prices. And increase the prices, people can't afford to buy what they're selling anymore. It's like a vicious cycle that, you know, a lot of people don't understand for whatever reason.
So then everything in that chain has to increase in the price because of that
that amount of increase that they have to go through, which then you and I as consumers or you and I as business people, all of our costs go up. So everybody then is now having to increase their costs. And at the end of the day, the people that are paying, they're still making the same income. So then you go,
yep.
wait a second. So all these things are going up and then I'm making the same. So I have to now give up something. I'm not a bad person. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't change my business. I'm not working any less. I'm actually working more. All because we took our eye off the ball and didn't realize that politics and all those other layers are all together now. It's one big incestuous pool of life. And
yeah, it's a life
matters.
Now, you know.
It's a big
pool
now.
A lot of people
now.
Talk about work-life balance. Work-life balance is pretty much gone when you think about it. It's a life now.
No, there isn't.
Everything's go together. Business, life, politics is all one big ball, so to
all
speak.
One big pile of poop is what it is. They've made it one big pile of poop, but we're going to unpoop it, and then we're going to make sure people get more involved with politics in their local community because that's what matters most. And then, of course, with their business, they need to be more in tune. And your particular program, really quick, because I'm going to keep my eye here on the clock, let them know about the free service that they could sign up for and at least get an idea on how valuable it is what you do. And then, of course, they're going to realize, I need a little more Jason than just this. So then they can move up, but at least get a little taste of what Jason does and how important it is for your business. Tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, so at Kevin's HR, we deliver HR to companies with 4 or 9 or fewer people through a voice-enabled AI platform and also give you access to HR Business Partner. And we have a free offering. If you have 10 or less people in your company, we'll do your HR for free. And that includes you doing your handbooks, HR policies, job descriptions, onboarding. So that's for 10 or less people. And like Michelle said, I also host a podcast of Jason Cabin Experience. So if you're a small business owner and want to come on, it'd be great to have you on. I'm always looking for great guests. And the final thing I want to talk about, we're at Kevin's HR, we're launching a crowdfunding campaign on March 2nd. So it'd be great if you could donate to us and share it with your networks. And the link for that is https://cabinetshr.co/crowdfunding. And we have some great perks in there too.
But to get started, just go to his website and sign up for the service for your company because you need these HR tools. And then from there, you'll find all kinds of stuff. And then Jason has also listed, his podcast is listed on our Take Action tab, which is under the Partners and Patriots tab on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And you can also just click on, like, for example, this episode. You'll look at, it'll say Cabinus HR. It'll be a nice blue, you know, that blue where you click on link and it goes directly to his website. So you can't not find Jason. As long as you get to our website, you again, no excuses. Be like, I can't find Jason. I'll be like, all right, then how do you get dressed in the morning? If you can't find Jason, I don't know how you're getting dressed, June, but that's all right. We'll help you. We'll put that one leg in the one pant, and we'll show you that you put the other leg in the other pant leg. It's all right. It's okay. People just need to be shown. They just need to be shown. They forget. They have forgotten. Just like I forgot how to put on makeup properly and do my hair, which I made a mess of it yesterday. Because I haven't really done it in 9 months or 10 months, people forget some of the simplest things. So everybody's getting the hall pass. No, we're not pointing any fingers. But after the next 30 days or so, no more excuses. So are you going to join us in that trek for no more excuses, Jason?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
All right, let's do it. Because we're going to make sure that everybody over the next 30 days, so March, it's going to be March Madness. We're going to just dump so much information on everybody. But they get to pick whatever is really tickling their fancy that they need to focus on. And then after that, boom, no more excuses. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I didn't know. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to listen to, who to trust. What should I do? And I Googled. I couldn't find it. Well, stop using Google. That's the first problem. Stop using Google. That is a bad thing.
That's a great motto. Yeah. No excuses.
Yeah. And stop using Google. Use DuckDuckGo. Then you're all fine. And then our website, and you'll be fine. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. I'll have you on next month. And then again, don't forget, you can always find Jason on our website and on our must listen to page. So you can't not find him, and you need to sign up for his service today. And that is cabinetshr.com. Trust me.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you.
No excuses. You're welcome. No excuses. Free. It's free, people. Crazy if you don't. Yeah. not showing up at your house and signing up for you. That's basically the only thing left. I'm not doing that. Thank you so much, Jason. You're awesome. I appreciate you so much. And we'll talk to you next month.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, my friend. All righty, everybody. We are 4 minutes over. And I just want to remind you of one more thing. We were a little bit all over on the format. I'm trying to fine tune it down in this hour. It is so difficult because of some of these guests, which I would say almost every single one of them, they're pretty awesome, right? They're pretty awesome with their information. And then they're throwing in those entertainment zingers on me. And, here's the problem. I've become friends with these people over the past 4 months that we've been doing this segment. So when they come on, you know, it's sometimes we go off topic a little bit because we want to catch up on what they've been doing. Usually, you know, obviously we're trying to do a little bit about business or the topic at hand. So I apologize if we veer off topics a little, but it's just because, you know, there is a level of friendship and commonality, which is great. I mean, you know, I hope that there's some enjoyment and entertainment there. And also there's a level of sincerity from these people that I don't hear on a lot of other shows. So anyway, just want to let you know that we are a featured show on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, and that's Mr. Big D is the host, Daryl. I did a live show with him on Monday. There were over 64,000 listeners, which was amazing. And he is so much fun. Such an amazing guy. He's so giving and incredibly smart. And his whole platform is great. The Global Enlightenment Radio Network. I'm going to put it in the subscription tab at the top so you can find out more information about it. I'm just running behind on getting everything added to the website because there's so much been going on this past week. So everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check it out. Don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us on social media. All the links are right there on the homepage. Big graphic. Just click on that. Get entered to win the contest. $50 cash. Just any type of action item, like, subscribe, write and review, comment, share, all of the above. The more actions, we'll enter you more times. And I'm going to take it out with our Reopen America commercial. I haven't done it in a while. I know I'm over when it's 106. It's 38 seconds. But it's time, everybody. It's time to reopen up this country. You know, we're smarter than what we're doing right now. I mean, everybody, you got to stop wearing your mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick. You're breathing your own dirty air, people. That's not good. There's no pandemic. It's a political propaganda plandemic. You don't believe me? Listen to multiple episodes. Episode 126. Try that one. You can also go ahead and on the Take Action tab, there's a couple videos that you might want to watch there. Dr. Simone Gold, I kind of will put things in a perspective for you. There's a lot of facts on the Take Action tab. So it is all there right in front of you. It's time to take action in your life, your business, your community. We, the people, have the power to make the changes, reopen America, and end the insanity of the tyranny we've been allowed to rule us and so unnecessarily the past year. I call them the demon rats. I call them the Republicans and all the false authorities, the 11 big B's. Remember, I added one extra to that. I'm going to probably add another one after the show. They have no use for you except to take your money and freedom, and they have taken so much of your freedom, and I'm done with them taking my freedom. So I'm going to stand up for you. And as I did, since this Take Action Forum, I became a precinct committee man for a Legislative District 23 here in Maricopa Corruption County, Arizona. And I'm going to be sharing more of that on Friday on how to do that. It's so easy, and you can actually make a difference in your local community. I encourage anybody who's interested to go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and it'll give you all the information. It'll get you in touch with Dan Schultz, who was a guest on episode 164. He explains all about it, and he's leading the cause. He's actually here in Arizona, too. So, again, these guys, you know, all these authorities that we've allowed to take over and lie to us for all these years, they want control. So we just need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. So I'm just going to let you listen to the Reopen America commercial. Just let you know the resources there, guys. It's on our website. Listen to that, and then we're going to close it out.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
And we made it easy. It's located on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the Reopen America tab. All the information's there, and it integrates every single page that's on the website in a huge scroll on down to see what you need. That'll guide us. It's a great way to get started as a guide. So, a special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their episodes, information, and their websites are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On the homepage, click the Partners and Patriots tab, and then the Purpose Driven Partners tab. That'll take you to the 168 segments of this particular show. Remember to make some time to listen to episode 161 with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and Prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. It was the first radio interview they did together. It was so much fun, and it was really, really inspirational. And also episode 165 with Michelle Winder. That one, she is the host of Live at 5, the Unredacted Truth, and it's really, really informative. She's got some really incredible intel sources that give you some information, and definitely tune into her show. She's on our Must Listen To page, and so are Amanda Grace and Pastor Dave Scarlett. So tune in on Friday, February 26th. We're closing out the month at 12 p.m. Mountain Time in front of a live episode of this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, to learn some great tips, takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and get involved in your community, because it's all of us, everybody. It's just us. We're all in this together. So you're awake now. Take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.